Grayson, we were just talking about, first and foremost, the fact that we both like, are going to see the Mystetics and some of their, hopefully in the near future, music live. And you're telling me about the fact that you definitely prefer live jazz over pre-record. Let me know a little more about that, please.
Yeah, for sure. Just listening to that, I was trying to picture, or I was just habitually picturing all of the solos or all like the instruments being played and like looking at it and watching it happen. That's like a type of jazz. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's maybe more freeform. Like it just felt like just consecutive solos from different members of the band playing over a motif and like kind of a stable rhythm. That for me is way more fun when I can see the band members interact and like kind of feel it in the space.
Yeah.
And like this is difficult to communicate over radio, but I was saying to you that I was kind of sitting here listening to it. But if I was live, I'd be making just an absolute stink face and just like the most rancid expression on my face.
Yeah.
But like in sitting here, I'm just like, okay, this is sick. Like I like that.
No, it's totally fair because I feel like a lot of music, especially jazz, like watching someone do those cool things you heard on the record live is way more interesting than when it's just like you're sitting somewhere hearing it. So, yeah.
Especially if I've never seen the band before.
Mm.
I love that. Like, first time, and they're just going crazy.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. I feel like, so yeah, I feel like when we see the Mystetics live, I hope that it's going to be a very good show based solely on the fact that they clearly are super competent, seems like, musicians.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Now I believe I have figured out our technical difficulties. I want to thank our CJSF intern for saving my hind parts on that one. Hopefully, we are going to have the song Portrait of Zahora by The Chopping Spree playing right now. Okay, so apparently CD3, which is what I was using for Bluetooth for the first time ever. This is a bunch of new first times going on tonight on The Other Note, and I thank you guys so much for suffering through it with me. I'm going to blame this all on Grayson because he is a good sport and he is totally willing to be my fall guy.
I sabotaged the Bluetooth on purpose, I'll admit it.
You're going to have to say that again because I forgot to turn your mic on.
I sabotaged the Bluetooth on purpose. I admit it, just to speak for about two minutes and 45 seconds more to the good listeners of The Other Note.
This is why we keep these interns around, because, you know, they do things that we as programmers have forgotten how to do or just are not skilled at. So,
like break the equipment.
Break the equipment, and then it's like, you know, there's always this thing with like understudies in plays or whatnot, where it's like, you know, they give someone laxatives the night before the big performance so they get a chance to get on.
Why'd you say always?
What do you mean always?
You said this always happens with other studies.
No, it's like a joke that this is what they do.
Oh,
I'm not saying they always do it, but there's always the joke that they do.
Do laxatives.
I'm glad that you are as mature as I am, because, like, honestly, there are days where I'm like a child in a grown man's body. Still, we are going to manage, I hope and I truly believe, for the third time, to get on Chopping Spree with their song Portrait of Zahora. I don't know if this, I may have, you know what, I can't make it happen today. This one song is working against me like no other. All right, so we got comp one on. This is the joys of unforeseen circumstances with live radio. and I don't know what's happening. I think we're going to have a peaceful takeover pretty soon, so I need to figure out what is all going wrong. Grayson, we were just talking a little bit about your experiences doing your master's. And you were telling me that you are towards the end of your studies and you feel like all of your procrastination has caught up to you, which is like the story of every student ever.
Yeah, it's the end of my semester, and I was kind of enjoying my life too much and forgetting that I needed to be writing something every day, either writing or reading, and probably a week and a half. I hope my advisor is kind of listening to this, but I actually did send him an email. I said, listen, I shouldn't do anything for a whole week. And it's been 2 now and I haven't sent him diddly squat. But let this be a lesson for everyone out there who's probably older and more capable than me, but I'm going to teach you this. Don't procrastinate your research. Do it just a little bit every day.
This is the thing. Procrastination is way more fun than actually doing the thing. And so that's how we all, as humans, end up in this position. In theory, is this now the third time or the fourth time?
This is the third time.
All right. In theory, third time is the charm, and we will have Chopping Spree playing right about now.
We'll be right back.
You are back on the other note, or I guess you didn't leave because you were just listening to music from the other note. We just heard Chopping Spree with their song Portrait of Zahora. That was a song that was that was so Grayson and I were just talking about the fact that that I just forgot to put his mic on, and I was trying to ask him to present the next couple songs, and you know he's prepared himself.
Yeah, I mean, I think really what's going on is that I'm being promoted over Matt because of his programming failures. So up next we've got the song Thanks by Would You Blow Me, and then after that we got the song, or by the artist Harry Coxon, and the song is My Face. So Harry Coxon, My Face. And that's what's coming up next on The Other Note.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
I'm reading it right now.
He's totally, yeah, you know, it is April 1st, it's April Fool's Day, so. Yeah, Mr. Butts, would you blow me? Exactly. We're all going. That third voice you're hearing, that is Garen. Garen has the next show coming up. Why don't you say a little bit about your show?
Yeah, my show is super boring, but you should stick around for it because it's going to be super chill tonight. It's extra tonal, full of modern, contemporary, classical, and adjacent music.
Yeah, and the reason if I didn't mention it, I wanted Grayson to present the next couple songs because I neglected to turn on his mic when we had that whole fiasco of me trying to figure out why the sound wasn't coming out nicely. So thank you, Grayson, for playing along with the jokes and saving my hind parts there.
Of course.
So with that being said, I gotta figure this out. Okay, the next one that we're gonna play is one of your picks. It's Snarky Puppy. Why don't you introduce it?
It's Bad Kids to the Back from their album Immigrants.
Cool.
By Snarky Puppy.
And after that, we're going to have
the song Here by Jizu.
They're a very cool Japanese fusion jazz band.
Like Cassiopeia.
Yeah, kind of. In the line of, but like newer.
Cool.
They're closer to, in a lot of ways, math rock. So I figured that you would enjoy that as well, and so would all of our listeners. So here goes. All right. Here goes Bad Kids to the Back, once I figure out how to run this whole shebang, by Snarky Puppy. We'll be right back.
What is All up? Right. I've stolen Matthew's spot, but he's going to be the one talking, so here he goes.
Yes. This is the first edition of the CJSF Jazz to Modern Classical Peaceful Transition. So you just heard Garen, whose mic I forgot to turn on earlier.
That's okay.
So now, like, I have forgotten to turn on everyone's mic except for my own, because that's just how we roll sometimes. Anyways, you just heard Jizui with their song Here. And then before that, we had Bad Kids to the Block by
Starkey Puppy.
Cool.
Bad Kids to the Back.
Bad Kids to the Back.
The font's very tiny from over there. I stole a spot.
I just, you know what? I've been telling you guys, like, having another person in the studio with me is just throwing my whole game off. I'm just blaming Grayson. I just, you know what? That's my excuse for this whole evening. And this is an elaborate April Fool's joke. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because actually there's not going to be any classical music next. It's going to be heavy metal. No, I'm kidding.
I'm really just enjoying the fact that, like, in the first and potentially only time I've had other people in the studio with me, it's been a lot of fun. I might have to change my rule about only doing solo shows, because this was good.
Yeah, having other people around, it's fun because you get to bounce that energy around and you get to, like, look at somebody when you talk to them. It's not just, like, imaginary radio people.
But I like the imaginary radio friends that I have. Even if they don't actually listen to me all the time, I do like them.
You know they're from Canada, eh?
It's true. Grayson.
And you don't have to turn their mics on.
That's true. So, I don't have to remember that they need a chance to speak as well. So, but since we're all here, let's have a brief breakdown about that last song, Jizui's Here. How do you guys feel about it? How do you guys feel about this Japanese fusion jazz?
Grayson, you go first. I got here last.
I definitely hear the Cassiopeia. Maybe because that's, like, Japanese fusion to me and everything's going to come from them. Mm. But, like, the tempo, the energy, it feels like more jazzy Mario Kart music, which is, like, sort of the way that I describe, like, Japanese jazz fusion. And I'm sure there's people out there that are cringing at this description. But it's got the vibe of, like, you know, it's just good. It's good high energy